is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Portland, Oregon police began making arrests after they declared a riot outside the Portland ICE facility. This comes after hundreds of protesters gathered there to take part in the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. In Los Angeles, police issued a dispersal order after protesters allegedly started throwing things.
Close to 1,000 people who had been part of the No Kings Day protest in downtown Los Angeles gathered outside of one of downtown LA's federal buildings. Some of them were up on the steps of the federal building, almost a foot away from National Guard troops who were there to secure the building. Then, before the curfew was set to take effect, LAPD deployed tear gas. People who are still out and about are subject to arrest. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Correspondent Natalie Brand has more on the protests.
In cities across the country Saturday, critics of President Trump organized what they called No Kings rallies.
We love America, and we want to make sure that we can fight against the authoritarianism that's happening as we speak.
Demonstration organizers said millions came out to march in hundreds of events.
In Washington, President Trump presided over a military parade honoring the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Tanks and troops paraded down Constitution Avenue. The manhunt for the gunman continues in Minnesota after what police call targeted shootings left one state lawmaker dead and another injured. CBS's Anna Schechter.
A massive search is underway for a gunman authorities say shot and killed Minnesota Democratic state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark in their Brooklyn Park home. Officials say the suspect also shot and wounded Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette at their home about 9 miles away.
The suspect is identified as 57-year-old Vance Bolter of Green Isle. Israel and Iran continued with nighttime attacks on each other, as BBC's Chris Barrow reports.
Iran has launched a fresh overnight attack on Israel, while the Israel Defense Forces struck targets in Tehran. Israel has reported several deaths, 5 in the north and 3 in central Israel. Dozens of injured are being treated in hospitals in Haifa and Tel Aviv.
Chicago native Pope Leo spoke today via video, played on a jumbotron at Wright Field, where his beloved Chicago White Sox play.
I'd like to say that you are the promise of hope for so many of us. The world looks to you as you look around yourselves and says, we need you.
The Florida Panthers moved closer to a second consecutive Stanley Cup title, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5 tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
With Father's Day upon us, Stephen Kaufman has this timely report.
With nearly 95% of married dads working, the website Wallet Hub has a report out detailing the best and worst states for fathers, involving key indicators of friendliness toward dads.
22 metrics span 4 key dimensions: economic and social well-being, work-life balance, child care, and health.
Wallet Hub's John Kiernan lists the best states for fathers:
Massachusetts, D.C., Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
And those less favorable to fathers:
the bottom of our rankings, Nevada, Louisiana, followed by Mississippi, West Virginia, and New Mexico, characterized by more economic struggles and less positive health outcomes.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
CDC is urging summer camp operators to check children and staff for documentation of immunity from measles through vaccination or prior infection. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds. Highs upper 60s to 70. A few showers and storms around Monday. High all the way up into the upper 70s. And a touch more humid. It's 55 right now.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally. Memorial Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
just my imagination.
Once again,
running away with me.
I tell you it was just my imagination.
Lonely Kentucky back road. loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Speed your love to me. say to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Sunshine.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Together.
wonder how they tossed the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. From her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
W-R-J-N.
me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean out, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Demonstrators packed into streets, parks, and plazas across the U.S. Saturday to protest President Trump's immigration raids and other policies. Most were peaceful, but in Los Angeles, police had to use tear gas to disperse a crowd. That was after a long day of peaceful activity, as CBS Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict tells us.
We had like 8 hours of a very peaceful and very powerful protest. I think it's also important to mention, because a lot of people keep thinking this is happening all over L.A., it is not happening all over LA. It is happening right here in this downtown area where you're dealing with the federal building and City Hall, and unfortunately some of that has spilled into Little Tokyo.
Salt Lake City police are investigating a shooting possibly